Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews, and I'm here today with Harvey Eisner and Mary Valleen. And we're going to talk about the Firehouse Central Conference coming up here in Las Vegas, October 13th through the 17th. And the conference is held along with the EMS Expo in Las Vegas. Mary, can you tell us a little bit about the keynote, the exhibit floor, and any of the programs that are going on that we should know about?
Sure. Well, Firehouse Central is co-located with EMS Expo, which makes this the only event of its kind in the country that offers a fire and EMS professionals a convenient location to train together and get all complete education that they need. So our exhibit floor allows them to get all their emergency products and fire products at the Las Vegas Convention Center. There are over 450 vendors. It is the largest display in the country. And the keynote will be attractive to both audiences as well. It will be Randolph Mantooth, who was the star of Emergencies, the 70s hit show. Another opportunity that we have for people to work together and network together is the Island Fever Party. This is a big event that takes place at the Las Vegas Hilton. It's sponsored by Boundtree Medical. And it's an all-night event with complete food and entertainment.
All right, great. The first time they had that at the show, it was a great time, a great networking, a lot of great food and drinks. So, and all that registration can be found on firehousecentral.com. And there's also now some breaks on the hotel rooms and other travel. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We recognize that, you know, some people are trying to watch their spending right now, and the hotels have recently reduced their rates in Las Vegas. So if you go to firehousecentral.com, click on the housing tab, it will give you all the different hotels that have lowered their rates, and there are many under $100, so it's attractive. The other opportunities that we have is if you have, a group of people, which can be up to three people, you can save between 35 and 50% on your registration. You don't have to be from the same department. So if you know other fire or any emergency professionals that you from other cities or departments, feel free to get together and send in your registration together.
All right, great. And Harvey, the reason we go to the conference is the classes. What do we have lined up for Firehouse Central this year?
As normal with all of our Firehouse shows, we have a wide variety of classes for the attendees. Starting on Tuesday, October 14th, we have an afternoon pre-conference session. Rich Gassaway from Minnesota will talk about the Leader's Toolbox, a good class on leadership. So if you can look online to check out your details with that. But we have a wide variety of classes on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, October 15th, 16th, and 17th in the Convention Center. And I'd like to highlight a whole bunch of those classes right now. Several of them are timely and will help firefighters in their everyday operations. One of the classes, Joe Berry, is going to talk about lightweight construction. We have Mark Emery, who does a column for us in Firehouse Magazine. He's going to talk about the Fire Station Pyramid of Success, developing personal and professional leadership. We have Back to Basics, Jerry Tracy, Residential Search and Rescue for the Street Firefighter. We have the impact of new types of building construction on the fire service. Thermal Images for the Fire Service from Robert Athanas and Bobby Kanabi. They hold these classes at all of our shows, and most of the people that attend the classes utilize the cameras but don't know all the basics behind it, and they're really amazed when they see all the different things that they don't know about thermal images. So that's a very good class to attend. We also have a class on in-house training by John Salka, who writes the last page of the magazine every month. Preventing Injuries Among Firefighters. House Fires, which is always very popular, by Robert Pressler. Standing room only in most of our classes, so we've included that again this year in Las Vegas. Preventing Firefighter Disorientation in Large Enclosed Structures by William Mora from Texas. We have How to Smoke, the emergency simulation portion of your promotional assessment center. So we have a lot of classes. That was just one of them for the people that are studying for promotion. We have Rescue Operations, A Man in a Machine by Mickey Conboy from the FDNY. Many departments across the country now have to deal with self-storage fires, so Joe Berry is going to talk about that. John Norman is going to talk about store, taxpayer, or strip mall fires, always well received. And also across the western United States, a lot of the wide-rise tactics attacking the big box problem, those big, large, huge warehouses that are found all over the place now. And just to wrap up, we have a few other shots, classes on truck company operations, a basic overview of truck ops, Kevin Trost from California, rescuing trapped firefighters, the dangers of dollar stores. Those are popping up all across the country where everything is just for a dollar and there's a lot of problematic storage there and the firefighters have been killed already. How to come out on top of your promotional panel. And the last one I'm going to actually do myself, lessons learned, reinforcing the basics. So that gives you a wide variety of classes that we're going to present on either Tuesday, the pre-conference, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, October 15th, 16th, and 17th in the Convention Center.
Harvey, can you tell me a little bit about the hands-on? We have 2 days of hands-on this year at Firehouse Central.
Yes, this show we're offering three classes, each repeated on Monday and Tuesday, October 13th and 14th. Those are all-day classes. The first one will be live fire exercises. The next one we have is NFPA 1670 Technician-Level Advanced Vehicle Rescue by Ron Moore, who writes our University of Extrication column. And the last, we have two captains from the Clark County Fire Department that will be working on elevator emergencies. So we're offering three classes, two different days, Monday and Tuesday, October 13th and 14th, for hands-on training this year at the Firehouse Central Show in Las Vegas.
All right, great. Again, that's the Firehouse Central, which is being co-located with the EMS Expo in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center, and that's being held October 13th through the 17th. Learn more about the conference and register at firehousecentral.com, and we hope to see you all out there next month.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.